You guys already know that I'm doing a Bible study from Genesis to Revelation. And on the last episode, I was talking about Deuteronomy and some things that came to my mind. And now I just started Joshua and I'm reading Joshua chapter 3, verse 14 to 17. And something like popped into my mind that I felt like it really shocked me a little bit and made me have a new perspective when it comes to stepping into a promised land or even miracles. Because if you go to Joshua 3 and you see the instructions that God gave Joshua about the crossing the Jordan, it's very, very, very interesting. Because when God was explaining to Joshua how that was gonna work, he told that as soon as the elders that were carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the Jordan river, the waters will part. And that made me think when Moses was used by God, you know, to like open the Red Sea. God, you opened the Red Sea, but it took Moses to use his staff. He had to make a movement, a gesture with his staff to God open the Red Sea. And now here we see God commanding them to step into the river so God can open it. And it's so funny to see that, because it's not like God needs us to do anything. But Moses using his staff and the elders stepping into Red Sea, that's a step of faith. And in every single thing that God promises us, he has the power to do it, but he only gonna do it when we do our part, when we do our little step of faith. Because God could easily open the Red Sea and part of the Jordan River waters without anything. He could have just like opened it before them. But on those two occasions, God required them to do something as a sign of a trust in God. Because God could have done easily, just like open the Red Sea and like part of the Jordan river, but he didn't. He waited for them to give that step of faith, of trusting God, because Moses using his staff and they're stepping into the Jordan River, that was a sign of, I trust that I'm going to do this and God will come through. That was a step of faith. And as I was reading Joshua, the first chapter, and how God was encouraging Joshua on his walk, and he said to him three times, be strong and courageous. I was reading a little bit of a Bible study about it, and I was reminded how courage equals faith. Like, when you are courageous, God is asking you to have faith. And faith leads to miracles. And, of course, for you to have faith, you have to be obedient. And obedience leads to blessings. So it's just so beautiful to see all of the pieces coming together. And I think that's a big lesson for us. Like, God has our promised land waiting for us. God has a calling. God has a miracle waiting for us. Something that we've been praying for so long. But God is not just going to hand it to you. He needs us to give a step of faith. He needs us to step into the water so he can part them for us. He needs us to show that we are willing to do it. Like, it's so beautiful to see those things and how incredible it is to see a miracle happening, because we are partnering with God. Of course, the miracle, it's not us doing the miracle, but God asked for us to give that step as a sign of, I trust you, Lord. You asked me to take this step, so I'm going to take it because I trust that you're going to open the waters for me. You're going to part the waters for me. So it was just a really beautiful revelation. And it's every single time that I open the Bible, it's a new lesson. It's a new thing that God shows me. And I just feel so blessed to be able to see those things, because I know that it's not for me. I know that's the Holy Spirit. And this is just an encouragement for you to open your Bible and just start studying the Bible. A lot of times I research some things that I don't understand, or things that are like, it's a little difficult for me to grasp. But there's a lot of times that I'm reading a passage and then something just pops in my mind, and I know that's God speaking to me. So let this be a reminder for you to just open a Bible, you know, start studying it. In the beginning, it feels a little hard, but every single time that I go to my Bible study or read the Bible, I pray before. I ask for God to know, open my eyes, for the Holy Spirit to give me discernment, to bring the revelation of what He's trying to tell me, because you can read the same chapter that I'm reading and you're going to get a whole different message. So yeah, it's just been so good. And if you're not studying the Bible, I would highly suggest for you to start doing. It's something so crazy, because every single time that I study the Bible, I cannot wait for the next chapter, because it's a whole big, beautiful story. Every single thing that I learned in church, now it's making sense because I'm studying chapter by chapter. So, you know, it's really good. And I pray that you guys can, you know, step into this phase of opening your Bible if you're not already doing it. And you're going to see how beautiful it is. And if you're praying a lot to God speak to you, just open that book and you're going to see how much He speaks to us.